Now we come to a new section here, and it's personal. We had the introduction, the first 10 verses. Now, from verse 11 in chapter 1 through verse 14 in the second chapter, why, we have the personal side, and this is the authority of the apostle and the glory of the gospel. We have, first of all, the experience of Paul in Arabia, and that's in the remainder of this first chapter here. And here you have the experience of Paul in Arabia after he'd been on the Damascus Road, and here you have the origin of the gospel, then the conversion of the man. Then in chapter 2, from verses 1 through 10, you have the experience of Paul with the apostles in Jerusalem. You have there the oneness of the gospel, and you have here the communication of the gospel. Now, in chapter 2, verse 11 through 14, we have the experience of Paul in Antioch with Simon Peter, and there you see opposition to the gospel, and you see conviction concerning conduct there. Now, we're going to look at this personal section. Let me begin here now with verse 11. Listen to Paul. He says, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man." Now, he's coming right back to what he's already said in the very first verse. He says, "Here I certify you," that is, I remind you, "that after man, it should be according to man. I certify you, brethren, the gospel which was preached of me is not according to man." I didn't get it from them. Now, the Judaizers, you see, not only questioned Paul's message, but they questioned the man, that is, his apostleship. He was not one of the original 12, they said. He's a sort of a Johnny-come-lately. And they cast a shadow upon the validity of Paul's authority as an apostle. And so Paul is going to take up that little matter with them, by the way, and show them that his apostleship is an apostleship that rests very candidly upon the fact that he was called directly by revelation, and the revelation of Jesus Christ. Will you listen to him now, verse 12? "For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it." In other words, he didn't get it by going to school. He didn't get it by being ordained, having hands put on his head. He says, "But it was by the revelation." And that word is the apokalypsis. That's the word used in the book of Revelation. The gospel is a revelation, as much as the book of Revelation is a revelation. It was an unveiling to the apostle Paul here by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He didn't become an apostle by coming through Peter, James, and John, but he's an apostle directly by being called of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "Now ye have heard of my conversation," and that means my manner of life in times past in the Jews' religion. Now, he calls it now the Jews' religion. It was his one time. "How that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers." Now, will you notice this? Paul was saved not in Judaism, not by Judaism, but from Judaism. That is what he's saying here. And believe me, he was a staunch supporter of that.